What's up? Renewable Energy Unpacked on Daisha today on WLR with Renewable Energy Ireland, powering our lives and economy.
0833 333 975. Now we're going to be talking about the electricity grid and why it's so important to our lives and to society and to the economy. Marcus Byrne is policy manager for all things grid related for Wind Energy Ireland. He has a really extensive background in engineering. He's worked in renewables projects development and developing innovative grid solutions for Europe. And this is all part of our What's Up series in conjunction with Wind Energy Ireland. Let's see if Marcus is on the line. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the welcome.
Not at all. Great to talk to you. I've learned a lot about this and different matters in what we're talking about the last few weeks. And I'm really looking forward to this chat because it's about the electricity grid and it's something I know very little about. So hit me. What is our electricity grid? What is it made up of? And what does it actually do?
Yes, yeah, it's an extremely interesting topic and obviously one that's of vital importance. I think that the key thing to begin with is maybe discussing the four key pillars of our electricity system and our energy system as a whole.
Please do.
So we have generators to begin with. They're obviously the companies and the structures that actually give us the energy itself. We then have the transmission system, which I like to compare to a road system. The transmission system is like our motorways. It's designed for bringing high levels of energy from one point to another as quick as possible and as easy as possible. We then have our distribution system, which is more like our national road network. So this takes your traffic from the motorway into each of our towns and to our homes and whatnot. And then finally, we have our suppliers. They're the ones who we obviously deal with and bring the electricity to our homes, and we sign up for our deals and whatnot. Our electricity obviously is so important to our economies. We've become highly dependent on it. We have, of course, in our day-to-day lives, dealing with internet, dealing with our phones, dealing now with electric cars as well. So our system is really changing. So now we're seeing our electricity grid system very much coming into the spotlight as well. We're now discussing a lot more about how we can strengthen our electricity system and how we can continue building it out to meet our needs as an island for Ireland. Mm. So it is critical in how our economy operates. It's obviously powering all our businesses, and this is key. So this is where we have new technologies being brought in. This is where we have existing grid being developed further to become more efficient, as well as new lines that are needed as our economy continues growing.
So who actually runs the grid? Who's in charge of the grid? Who's responsible for developing it into the future?
It's a great question. We've two bodies that are important here. So for the transmission system, we have EirGrid. So they're responsible for planning the new transmission system, developing the new transmission system, and looking to our future needs. Then for the distribution system, this is where ESB Networks comes in, and they're responsible there for the distribution network itself. So that's typically the lines that you'll see on most of the common roads that are connecting into your house. It's the lower voltage levels or lower power levels is what they're responsible for. And the third party that I guess is assisting and regulating all this is the CRU. So they're the regulatory body that are responsible for ensuring that all of this is done in the right way and for the best cost to the people at the end of the day.
Okay. Now, is there enough energy? Is there enough electricity in the grid to meet our demands at the minute? And like the next question would be then, if there isn't, how are we going to get more grid?
It's a very interesting question. We do have enough energy today, as you've probably seen, hopefully people experience beyond some of the abnormal storms that have come across. Our electricity system works reliably and is stable every day. When you turn on your lights, when you come in at the evening now that it's getting darker, the lights come on. One of the challenges we have, though, right now is that we are still wasting a lot of energy. So when we look at our grid system, it is a bit older. A lot of it was built in the 70s and 80s. And as a result, we're having issues where parts of the country have constraints. And what that means essentially is we can't put more power into the system. So that means we're turning down renewables like wind and solar and operating maybe gas in other parts of the country as a result of our grid being limited. So this is key in terms of what we're looking to do for the longer term future, and it's why we need to be developing our grid system. We, of course, don't want to be wasting energy. That's not something that's positive for our economy. We want to get as many of those green electrons to everyone's homes. And as a result, we need to look at how our electricity system is operating and how we can make it more efficient and effective as we continue growing and as we continue to electrify things like electric vehicles, like our heat pumps in our homes. We want to ensure that we have a grid system that is fit for the 21st century. Mm.
So if one had a look at a grid on a table, you might see that it looks sort of uniform, it looks strong in all the different places. But is the grid weaker in certain areas, geographically or otherwise? And, you know, also, is it connected to other countries?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily say it's weak. I don't believe there are areas that are grid that are susceptible, say, to blackouts. We're not at that stage. We still have a system, as I say, that keeps the lights on. Where it might fall a bit short, as I say, is where it's limited in how much it can carry. So renewables are typically located, obviously, where the resource is strongest. And sometimes that's in areas that's more remote than where the electricity grid would have existed. Our electricity grid was very much designed historically with fossil fuels in mind. And that meant you could locate these plants where they were needed, and the electricity grid followed as a result. So that's now changing. And maybe one region to call out that's quite interesting as a case study is the Southwest region. If you look back maybe 10 years ago, we look at the constraints that we're seeing there and some of the challenges, they were figures that were rising on an annual basis. But through a targeted attempt at bringing new lines into the area and upgrading existing lines, we now see that area has seen a significant reduction in constraints. And it really does show that with proper planning of the grid, we can very much alleviate these constraint concerns that we have around the system. To your question on do we connect with other grids, it's another brilliant one because we do. At the minute, we have on the island of Ireland three interconnectors with the UK. So we have one up north, the Moyle interconnector. We then have another one just outside Dublin, the East-West interconnector. And finally, we had a new one actually came online earlier this year in the Greenlink interconnector. And what they do is they essentially allow us to trade electricity with the UK. So it plays with the market, and we're essentially capable of bringing in cheaper electricity when it's available from the UK. But also at times where we are cheaper than the UK, we can export power. We've future plans as well with these interconnectors. Mm. There's currently a new interconnector being developed from Cork that will be built to France, northwest France. This will give us now our first link back into the European Union and the European electricity market since the UK left the EU. And this will be really important in terms of getting access to the French electricity market, both for us to import power, but also vice versa, an opportunity to export some of our wind power as well.
So there are challenges in developing the grid, I presume, Marcus. And like, what do people need to do? What's the biggest challenge, as far as you can see at the moment, in developing the grid?
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, these are very large infrastructure projects. So there's a huge amount that goes into, obviously, the planning and the future modelling. So trying to estimate where Ireland's future demand could get to and where these important lines are going to be needed. So a lot of the challenges exist in the earlier stages of these projects. It's going through planning permission. It's going through early stages of construction as well. So typically these projects could take 10, 11, 12 years sometimes, depending on the scale. So looking out to the future can be quite challenging, and making sure that we're building the right projects. What I believe people can do is, when we think about our reliable system today and we think about where we're going in the future, we need to be supportive of these projects. At the end of the day, this important grid infrastructure, it's what's going to facilitate continued growth for the Irish economy. It's what's going to facilitate more housing, more businesses, and more of a prosperous future for the country as a whole. So it's really supporting these projects where possible. It's ensuring that, you know, our politicians are aware of the importance of the electricity grid to Ireland and what it means for our future.
Okay. So for people listening to this, like, it is important. I think you've outlined very clearly, Marcus, why it's important to develop the electricity grid for people here in the southeast and in Waterford, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually the Southeast is a really interesting area now because the future is looking quite positive when it comes to renewable energy. There are plans for, of course, offshore wind development, and what that's going to bring about is these new ideas that are being brought for the grid development, things like green energy parks. And what this really means is if you have this power available, this renewable clean power, it can attract new demand to the area. So it can attract new businesses if there's targeted engagement with with industries. It can bring new demand to the area. So they locate close to where this power comes to shore, for example, or even for onshore renewables as well. There's a lot of development in the Midlands that they're trying to replicate now for the Southeast on how you pair renewable energy with new businesses, new industries and existing industries that can locate in these areas. And that's, of course, something of great interest to every local town, being able to bring in these new jobs and new positive developments into the areas.
Okay, really interesting chat and lots more to talk about in the coming weeks as well with Renew Energy Ireland. Marcus, thanks very much. You really explained it very clearly and great work. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Marcus. Take care. God bless. Marcus Byrne there, policy manager for all things grid related. As you heard, Marcus, an expert in the field relating to Wind Energy Ireland. Thank you very much, Marcus, for that very informative chat.
What's up? Renewable Energy Unpacked on Daisha Today on WLR with Renewable Energy Ireland. Powering our lives and economy.